Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast on the latest and greatest happenings in K-12 EdTech this week. I'm Kevin Hogan, and I'm glad you found us. This week, we highlight some of the content posted to eSchool that was created by fellow educators and administrators. No better way than getting insights right from the primary source, am I right? Let's get started. First, Stephanie Meyer, she's an audiologist from Rio Rancho Public Schools, writes that by leveraging instructional audio's evolving role and uses in the classroom, teachers will find more engaged students and more energy for themselves. She writes, most teachers, principals, and paraprofessionals instinctively know that instructional audio helps amplify their voices, allowing their instruction and directions to reach every student. But instructional audio offers much more than that. She goes on to provide several other benefits you may not have thought of. Here are a couple. Number one, it's not just about amplification. She writes, instructional audio provides even distribution of sound, not just that amplification. This means that no matter where students are in the room, they can hear their teacher clearly. Often, teachers boast of their teacher voice,